Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are through days of Ramadan, and we're all mu'mineen are fasting, all Muslimin are fasting. And fasting is one of the great ibadah, great worship. As we all know, everyone who want to follow the path of God, he has to offer certain worships to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's a beautiful thing in Islam, and that is, beside those already mentioned worships, you can turn your entire deeds, your entire actions in worship. And this is the most beautiful thing in Islam. Let me give an example. Today morning, you want to leave your home, you want to go to job for making some money, for doing your business. But when you start your day with saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, O Allah, I am going to do this for the sake of you, for the sake of my family, for the sake of, my job, my business. But your job and business and everything, in some way you relate your job, you relate your business to Almighty God, then the whole day is going to turn into ibadah. So you can turn simply every actions of yourself, every deed of yourself, what you're going to commit in the day, you can turn it into ibadah. So there's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, لكل شيء باب وباب العبادة الصوم. For everything there's a door. So you enter in some action, some kind of deed, through a door, basically. A door means the opening. The door means here, in a sense of the first step, the basic steps when you enter in something. So لَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ بَابٌ. There are certain steps you enter in something through your basic steps or initial steps. لَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ بَابٌ وَبَابُ الْعِبَادَةِ الصَّوْمُ. But first step of entering into the world of worship is fasting. It's a very beautiful thing. So those who want to enter truly in the world of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should initiate their worship through fasting. Fasting is one of the most beautiful worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said in a session, that Allah says, all you do is for you, it's not for me. Except fasting. When you fast, Allah says, fast is for me. So if you fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am going to reward your fast. I will give you reward by myself. I will pay you. I will directly pay you. It isn't a beautiful thing. In a sense, if you want to really connect directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to offer something directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start from fasting. And when you start your worship through fasting, so basically you are trying to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay attention to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay attention directly to you, saying that because nobody can fast for himself, for anyone else. Fast is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah said. So when you're fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, okay, this is for me and I will reward you. So in a sense, when you want to enter in the world of worship, it's better you always start your worship through fasting. Fasting can be the very basic and starting level of entering into the world of worship for you, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to start our worships with fasting. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد.